listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Should we all wear masks? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The CDC is considering making that recommendation in the coronavirus crisis.
But the data isn't quite there to say that there's a net benefit of individuals to the individual of wearing a mask.
Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams told Fox and Friends it's good if you're sick or a medical worker, but keep in mind,
wearing a mask improperly can actually increase your risk of getting disease. It can also give you a false sense of security, and you see many of these pictures with people out and about closer than 6 feet to each other, but still wearing a mask.
More companies in various industries are shifting their production to make masks and hospital gowns and other medical gear and ventilators as governors across America talk of a dire need for more. Two big automakers are among those producing them or getting ready to. Fox's Jeff Manasso has details live.
Dave, after calling for an auto production restart in North America beginning next week, Ford Motor Company has now delayed that decision to help protect its workforce as the company, in a collaboration with GE Healthcare, focuses on building ventilators. Production with Ford is set to begin April 20th at a Michigan plant. General Motors was also pushed last week by President Trump's Defense Production Act to speed up its partnership with Ventec Life Systems. It'll begin producing 10,000 ventilators per month in the coming weeks at a plant in Indiana. Dave.
Jeff, the number of coronavirus cases around the world tops more than 800,000, nearly 20% here in the U.S., where the number of people who've died is now up to 3,170, many of those in the New York City area, where a makeshift hospital built by Franklin Graham's organization opens today in Central Park.
We've got people there that have experience dealing with infectious diseases, so they know how to do this. They're equipped for it. They're ready for it.
A U.S. Navy hospital ship getting ready to take non-corona patients the day after docking in New York. Other temporary hospitals are being set up in convention centers and other places in other states like Louisiana and Michigan, where cases keep spiking. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Well, the number of coronavirus deaths in the U.S. is closing in on China's total. Many areas of that country have been reopening, including hardest hit Wuhan. However,
China reveals for the first time it has 1,500 asymptomatic coronavirus cases on record. An admission, some say, challenges Beijing's claim it has the outbreak under control. A top Chinese health official saying starting Wednesday, the country will report the number of carriers without symptoms and that those people will be quarantined for 14 days. This coming after local media like Caixin Magazine reported authorities in Wuhan were still finding, but not counting, asymptomatic cases every day. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
There are more Americans around the world still trying to get back home in this virus crisis.
Ryan Paul was only partway through his planned trip to Nepal.
I was hoping to stay for another month and a half or so. So it's bittersweet.
But with Nepalese authorities halting commercial flights and imposing a coronavirus lockdown, he's among 302 Americans returning home on a plane arranged by the U.S. government.
We don't feel like we want to leave, but it's the right decision to get back to the U.S. until the pandemic can calm down.
The U.S. ambassador to Nepal describing efforts to gather Americans from across the mountainous country as a huge logistical challenge. Simon Owen, Fox News.
Days after a 108-year-old British woman died from the coronavirus, we're being urged by someone nearly as old to behave and do what we're told.
102-year-old Val Hirsch of Tucson, Arizona, is encouraging others to practice social distancing. She tells KGUN9 that she lived through the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic, contracted the illness, and then spread it to her father. She survived. He did not.
That's Fox's Tom Graham. On Wall Street, stocks may drop. Dow futures are down. more than 100 points ahead of the opening bell this hour. This after the recent rebound of big gains four of the past five trading days. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Illinois officials on Monday reported the death of a state prison inmate from COVID-19. A man at the Stateville Correctional Center in Joliet had died from respiratory illness. 12 more inmates with COVID-19 have been hospitalized. The Pritzker administration is considering putting infected inmates together because of minimal space. A Homer man accused of killing his live-in girlfriend and that woman's daughter early Sunday has been charged with 8 counts of first-degree murder. Bond for 28-year-old Jonathan Perry was set at $2.5 million. He has been charged in the deaths of 24-year-old Blair Coyne and 54-year-old Kimberly Coyne. Perry was reportedly dating Kimberly Coyne. It happened just northwest of St. Joseph early Sunday. Perry is due back in court on April 16th for a probable cause hearing. Deputies found the two guns believed to have been used to kill the women. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather of National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
We've got a high 54 with partly cloudy conditions expected later, and we've got a low 32 into the evening tonight, up to 61 on Thursday, 65 on Friday with partly cloudy conditions, then a chance for thunderstorms late and coming into Saturday's forecast. Our current temperature at 37 on ESPN 93.5.
Looking at Facebook Live, if you would like to chime in. Kent is watching. Mary Sue is watching. Tiana is in from Florida. Good to see you. Mike Kraft. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate all the people that are on our Facebook. Derek Winfield, I saw, was on. If you would like to chime in, tell me where you're listening from or watching from. Not a very exciting view. Should probably change a camera angle. Jim Sullivan said it's hurting his eyes on top of my head. Didn't think that was very nice, but true. And Carl working on some ventilators with Granger. We're going to touch on that this hour. We're going to check in with our friend Simon Owen. He is in London, England somewhere, holed up in his home studio. So many reporters now having to work out of their house, trying to keep track of life remotely, which can be done in this world of information. Well, what does isolation do to your mind and body? I mean, really, we're kind of holed up and we're not used to that. And here we are. Motivation specialist, personal development and success, author of the new book, How to Diffuse the Landmarks We Plant in Our Lives. Kelly Aceta, how are you?
Fantastic. Stevie J, thank you for having me on.
Wonderful to have you on. We need lifted in this time. We really do. I mean, we're not used to what's happening. First of all, we're not used to being told what to do. You can't tell me what to do.
Yes, but we all need to band together for each other's protection and do what we're being asked to do. So let's just look at it as we're being asked.
Yeah, we're being a simple request. And I think it's for me to really visualize it, I'm thinking of those wildfires in California, fire jumps treetop to treetop. We have to build a space to kind of stop the fires. I mean, it's kind of like that on this thing. Everybody can get it, and it's real easy to get.
Exactly. And, you know, the isolation that we're all dealing with, even though if you're an introvert or an extrovert, we all are feeling it. And there's real strategies that I've been coaching my clients that own companies and all the way down to individuals through to really make this time a little less stressful and actually turn it into a positive.
How do you do that?
Well, if you are an employer, you have all your people working from home. You've got to make sure you do everything you can to stay engaged. One of the companies that I was just talking with yesterday, they have a direct report meeting in the morning, every morning, the executive VP with all of the team, and they have a theme. One day it was crazy hair day. Another day it was bring your dog to work day. Another day was your best costume. So they have their meeting, but they're keeping it fun. They're keeping it light. And it's something that they're all looking forward to. Also, you know, have happy hours with your work coworkers or your friends. As an individual, you can take these steps to increase your social time. And I'm, as a matter of fact, having drinks with my girlfriends from high school tomorrow night over Zoom. So there is a way to be social right now.
I mean, it's not quite the same, but it's amazing the opportunities we have to see each other's face. I mean, that wasn't like that in the Spanish flu. I mean, we've got amazing ways to connect even though we are inside. And somebody suggested getting something done helps you feel better. Doing something in the house that you've never looked at, that wall that needs painted, let's just paint it.
And that's on strategies for individuals. There are a couple that are really important. First and foremost, get up on time. Get up when you're normally supposed to get up. Don't sleep in. And start your day. Get in the shower and put real clothes on. First and foremost, it'll keep you from gaining weight. But secondly, you just feel better. It does something to our psyche when we are ready to accomplish something. And to your point, I obviously coach people when they're overworked and stressed and busy and have so much on their plate about how to set a schedule. And I encourage all of your listeners, even though you don't necessarily have anything you have to do, set a schedule for you and your kids. And when you can accomplish, when you go through an entire day and you don't get anything done, it adds to your lethargy, your depression, anxiety. If you get through a day and you've accomplished just different tasks around the house, like you said, or you've gone out and you've worked out, whatever the case might be, if you've got a plan, you will get things done and you'll feel much better at the end of the day.
Kelly, this is Diane. I'm doing the polar opposite of what you just said. I'm like, have there ever been an opportunity where we don't have a schedule, we don't have a meeting, we don't have to get to the game? Let me just let the kids lounge in the, you know, their sweats and look at the screens, and I'm going to take another nap and do a frozen and pizza. I don't know what's wrong with me.
There's nothing wrong with you. And for those of us that have been hyper-stressed, this last 2 weeks was a great vacation.
Yeah.
But we've got another 30 days of this. And doing that for another 30 days will not be good for your health. Okay. And it won't be good for your mental state.
Okay, so we have to set structure.
Come to work in pants.
We have to get some structure. Great tip. Don't sleep in. Don't wear sweats all day. That's a really good, because you will gain weight.
Right. I had a friend on social media said, I'm actually putting on pants with a zipper today, and I'm not looking forward to that.
Kelly Aceta, who coaches you?
God.
There you go.
There you go.
That's
if anyone would like.
I had a sense you were going to say that, because, you know, that prayer and divine intervention, we need all of that right now. I'm kind of hoping that the country does what I've said it needed for years, have a massive revival back to Jesus. That's what this country needs right now, Kelly, right now.
Absolutely. Amen. And if anyone needs to reach out and needs to talk or help or any resources, they can reach me through my email, kelly@truth.coach, or my website, truth.coach.
Truth.coach. Kelly Aceta, thank you. A pleasure.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Kelly Aceta, A-C-C-E-T-T-A. I always like uplifting people.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Deb, for listening. She says, I've been working at home for 18 years.
Okay, well, I already got the routine established.
Two of my kids are on, Benjamin and Nathaniel.
Hey.
Terry says, not a big deal for me. I've been trying to adjust to home life ever since I retired. Charles has jumped on. Tim is on. Thank you for watching on Facebook Live.
You know, you brought up that especially my husband, Mike, loves these coffee circles and going to local places and getting a senior cup of coffee and having that discount.
Do it on Zoom. I mean, get your coffee and sit and talk.
That, or you mentioned, you know, maybe meet at the park and just do a circle of 6 feet apart, or reaching out to folks. So, again, just staying active and engaged in your community.
I've never seen as many people taking walks.
I know
which
that.
Which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Good. Watch, my doggies are going, ruff, 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 ruff. I'm tired. Go ahead. Ruff, ruff, ruff. I'm really tired. I'm going to sleep now. Yeah, okay. So if you want to connect, 359-2255 or on Facebook Live or on the YouTube channel, we're all there. You can do that if you'd like. We'd love to hear from you this morning. If you want some food, our featured restaurant is at Willow Pond, the 19th hole. Mm-hmm. They've got a great menu. You can go carry out if you're in the Rantoul area. Even if you're not, just drive on over to the old Chanute Air Force Base.
893-9000 for the 19th hole.
And I'm giving you $50 to go eat there, and you can take a boatload of food home for that. $50, 359-2255. If you'd like to dine at Willow Pond, let me know. You can carry out and enjoy. We're just trying to lift it up. And everybody, we're just pretty sure everybody has got concerns of some kind. And thanks to some very special people like Jeff Facer at Area-Wide Technologies, Troy Lands, Lands Heating Cooling, Steve Hillard, HL Precision, Tony Johnston, some people that have stepped up with some large checks. I'm buying $250 from local restaurants every day. Going to try and do Farron's tomorrow. We got Manzella's coming up this week as well. So we're giving out five $50 gift cards to these wonderful restaurants. And we're enjoying it, and I think they appreciate it. We're happy to do that. And then we're trying to match them up with people that, you know, really, really kind of need a lift. And maybe you know somebody that's, you know, a little more anxious than you are. That's good. You can nominate them. 359-2255, 359-2255 if you'd like to do that. Well, we've heard so much about ventilators. We've heard every day people and hospitals and places need ventilators. And we're trying to figure that all out. Happy to welcome Carl, Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Charles Dennis. How are you, Doc?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Congratulations to be the Carl Chief Medical Officer.
Yeah.
I suspect it'd take me a little while to get there. Wow. That's a lot to accomplish. First of all, you made it through medical school. Way to go.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm blessed to be in this position.
Well, I'm glad you are. I'm glad you're here in our community. Ventilators. These puppies are complicated, and yet we're churning out tens of thousands of these, and you're going to work with Grainger to make some? Is that what I understand?
Yeah, so just to maybe set a quick stage, you know, we as the health system in the region, and as well as University of Illinois and our public authorities, we kind of have the duty to think about the worst, even though we hope for the best. So we had talked to the university about, or actually they came to us and said, what can we do to help you in your current circumstances? And we asked them about potentially creating ventilators. So a group of 40 university engineers and three or four of our intensive care clinicians spent 160 hours in creating a prototype that has come to fruition a couple weeks ago. And it's currently undergoing testing and looks favorable. The key thing about the ventilator is it's very simple. So we feel as though as we get appropriate approvals, it could be manufactured at a very, very reasonable cost and created in volume that could result in its availability, you know, across a broader geography than maybe some of the multifunctional ventilators have.
I think Carl and Grainger, this partnership, it's going to produce amazing things in the coming decades. It's going to be pretty exciting. So in Champaign County, we have 24 coronavirus cases. I know Carl is standing by. I think great move to shut the university as it works out, obviously. And of course, we keep space. Can we stay kind of moderate? Is that kind of the goal here?
Yeah, I'm very hopeful. We had some original predictive modeling from the university that showed a significant risk, and then the national and state and local creation of the social distancing policies. Our recent modeling has suggested that our peak is going to be delayed, and the importance of that is that, number one, the more it's delayed, the lower it gets, so it can stay within our levels of being able to handle it. But number two, it gives us more time to prepare for the eventuality as well.
Are you ready?
I think we've spent countless hours over the past 3 or 4 weeks becoming as ready as I think any institution and community can really be. So I'm confident that we are prepared, as I said, prepared for the worst as we hope for the best.
Yep.
No one ever knows exactly what the future holds. I think we've been able to think creatively on how we can handle it. And yes, I think we can be prepared, although, you know, we may be having some very difficult times in front of us. Hopefully not.
Go ahead, Dan.
Where are we at on the testing locally here, Dr. Chuck?
Yeah, so we are standing up more testing here locally. We have a capacity that's substantial. However, what's difficult is the supply chain of reagents that allows us to do it at the greatest volume. That's a national issue, and we've been in contact with the governor's office to help us secure a better supply chain. Currently, we have enough capability to continue to study our hospitalized patients, those patients at the highest risk, also looking at healthcare workers to make sure that they're not transmitting the virus or, you know, getting them back to work theoretically if they've been exposed in the past. As the supply chain becomes a little bit more figured out, I think we can think about broadening that criteria a little bit more.
Dr. Charles Dennis, Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Charles Dennis, what's the status of the Abbott and other labs are producing the 5-minute result on the testing? Because I think the original one that you're doing for those that are at the highest risk, you go up your sinus, take a left at your eye. I don't think I'd want to do that. I mean, that just doesn't sound comfortable.
Well, no, it doesn't. I have to admit, I haven't had mine done, so I can't talk firsthand. But I believe the collection of the material is going to be pretty much the same.
They said it's just kind of a swab, which sounded better than invasive or something.
Oh, I don't know that it's. They're both swabs.
Okay.
They're both selected from the same area.
Let's just hope we don't have to take it, but if we will, we can, and hopefully that'll be we'll be able to isolate more. And I heard Dr. Fauci say yesterday that you're probably going to spike in the fall, but we're going to be way more prepared for that. Do you agree?
That's our hope. Yeah, I think as we distribute this spike further down into the summer and fall, we'll be more prepared just intrinsically, but also we have hopes that the peak will be less than otherwise would be if it all came at one time. That's the concept of bending the curve.
If I come over to Carl, if I worked at Carl, would you be checking me as I walk in every day?
How are you keeping your employees safe?
Well, you know, the greatest way to keep safe is through knowledge. You know, we understand where we're at risk and where we're not at risk. And when we're entering a potential risk zone, we use our protective equipment appropriately in order to reduce that risk. So I think, obviously we're in the front line, but not as concerned about the healthcare workers, because we educate them and we provide them with the protective equipment to be used when it's necessary and effective. I'm as concerned about people not socially isolating and going out into the environment where they don't know the risk that they bear and getting infected that way.
Well, we got to hunker down. Are you hopeful that May this will start getting better?
I think as we come to May, we're going to have a whole lot more understanding of what this is going to look for us. I think every week or two we go through, we gain greater data and what the modeling is going to ultimately show us to expect. You know, we started the modeling 2 or 3 weeks ago, and every time I think it becomes more clear and specific. And so, yes, I'm hopeful that by that time we're going to have a lot of clarity on where we're going.
Will we ever shake hands again, ever?
I hope so.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's going to be elbow,
yeah,
you know, things.
The fist pumping.
But you know what? If we start and maintain washing hands and doing those things that I'm pretty convinced guys don't do in the bathroom anyway, but that's another story. If we keep doing that, good hygiene, I think the flu gets better a little bit. I think we'll have less flu if we're cleaner, won't it? Won't we?
Well, as you know, we lose tens of thousands of lives every flu season.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we're to learn something like this, you know, that will be transmitted over tens of 20s, decades of years, you know, we're going to save lives even down the road. So, yeah, I think it's there's some lessons to be learned that can be used, you know, for the decades.
Hey, listen. Ahead. Keep up your fine work over there, Dr. Chuck Dennis. We need you. And how's it feel to be essential?
Well, we're all essential in this fight. So, you know, thank you for getting the word out, and thank you for having me on. And, you know, I want to put as much happiness in this word. I feel like we have a great deal of dedicated clinicians that are standing ready, and hope that we're standing ready for nothing.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
And so there we go.
We want you to watch more versions of The Office and just stay loose. But Dr. Chuck Dennis, he is Carl, Chief Medical Officer. Hope you can join us again. Chuck, thanks so much.
All right, thank you. Anytime.
You betcha.
Lots of details about this and more at carl.org.
Yeah, thank you to Doug jumped on. Mary Beth's listening and watching. So's Kent. So's Velma. So's William Jones. And Sam Mitchell. Are you really watching from Texas?
Excellent.
Go to Facebook Live. You can stream us every morning now as our habits have changed because our car traffic is down. So you got to figure out how to listen, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
8:27. I'm going to go find our friend reporter Simon Owen buried somewhere in Great Britain. He's over there. I think he's in London at his home.
Okay.
And we'll find out the very latest. Apparently, Harry and Meghan,
yes,
are leaving the building. The president has informed them that if they live in L.A., which has been rumored, there's no Secret Service for them now.
Right.
They're out of the loop. They got to buy their own way. But I somehow don't think money's going to be an issue for them.
Right. They have the baby Archie and all that.
Yeah. So it's first time ever, I think. Mm-hmm. Somebody from the British family has said, you know what? I'm over this.
That's right.
I don't want to do this. We'll touch on that. And coming up, and it's the anniversary of Brexit as well. Just touch in with our friend Simon Owen next. 8:28, it's ESPN 93.5. You want to chime in, 359-2255, or on Facebook Live or on YouTube channel. Many ways to listen, including ESPN 93.5. Fox News, then local news next. It's 28 after 8.
Stop and smell the roses in life. With technology, the hustle and bustle of life, so many factors can make life less enjoyable. Blossom Basket Florists can help take some of the stress away and make you feel better with a bouquet of their flowers in your home. The fresh smells and the vibrant colors of their flowers can put your mind at ease. It's the small wins in life that make the world a better place for each individual. So head online to blossombasket.com and place your order today.
It's Stevie J. I've been using the corporate apparel from Game Day. They've been making these Stevie J Broadcasting button downs, and I love them. And I just got two new in today, and the staff's excited because I don't have to wear the same shirt. So very excited for the repertoire change and all these fabulous corporate apparel shirts from Game Day. If you want a quote, I would suggest you email them, sales@gamedayspirit.com, sales@gamedayspirit.com. It's high quality. It's great stuff. You'll love it. Corporate apparel from Game Day Spirit.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. Ford is delaying the reopening of its auto plants. It was planning to restart some production on April 6th and on April 14th at other locations. It's pushed back those dates, but isn't yet offering new estimates for restarting. Ford is still planning to produce an FDA-approved ventilator at its Rawsonville components plant in Michigan starting the week of April 20th. Dollar Tree says it can't predict how its business will be this year because of uncertainty created by the coronavirus. It was seeing higher sales of essential products earlier this month at both Dollar Tree and Family Dollar, especially for sanitizer, paper goods, food, and over-the-counter medicine. It's now closing stores at 8 p.m. and it's hiring 25,000 people to help in stores and distribution centers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Lives that inspire.
How has the right to pursue happiness changed your life?
Shows that uplift.
This is so incredible.
Stories that make us believe.
Give it to God. He is doing this for a reason.
Plus, Fox Nation presents the motion picture event, The Passion of the Christ, streaming now for a limited time. Fox Nation invites you to keep the faith. Start your first month of Fox Nation now for just 99 cents.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Now joining about three-quarters of the Americans being told by their state or local governments to just stay home to stop the coronavirus spread, people in Arizona, southeastern Florida, Maryland, Virginia, and as of tomorrow, Washington, D.C. The Virginia order runs through June 10th. President Trump says
some of the governors have taken it a step further, and people are questioning that. But look, staying at home with respect to what we're talking about doesn't bother me at all. People should be staying at home. That's what we want.
Hungary's leader has taken control of open-ended emergency powers.
Hungary's parliament granting Prime Minister Viktor Orban the right to rule by decree to govern the country unchallenged for as long as he considers necessary. Opposition lawmakers wanted a time limit, but were voted down in parliament.
Worldwide, coronavirus deaths are approaching 39,000. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District says the number of persons diagnosed with COVID-19 in Illinois continues to rise. They are announcing three new cases, a male in his 80s, a male in his 40s, and a female in her 30s. As of today, there are 24 confirmed cases in Champaign County. A Homer man accused of killing his live-in girlfriend and that woman's daughter early Sunday has been charged with 8 counts of first-degree murder. Bond for 28-year-old Jonathan Perry was set at $2.5 million. He has been charged in the deaths of 24-year-old Blair Coyne and 54-year-old Kimberly Coyne. Perry was reportedly dating Kimberly Coyne. It happened just northwest of St. Joseph early Sunday. Perry is due back in court on April 16th for a probable cause hearing. Deputies found the two guns believed to have been used to kill the women. If convicted of both murders, he faces a mandatory sentence of natural life in prison. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
You know, a double murder in St. Joe from a guy from Homer would be like all we'd be thinking about normally, mm-hmm. right? It's just like a headline and it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not thinking about that. Well, that's just shocking that somebody in Champaign County would shoot his live-in girlfriend and then shoot the daughter who was presumably trying to get away.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened, and it's a headline, and yeah, and now I'm worried about coronavirus. I'm not thinking about that, but in normal times, they'd be everywhere, and we'd be talking more about that. It's just shocking and horrific. And how are you up for 8 counts of first-degree murder when you kill 2? Anyway, I don't understand some of that stuff. Anyway, let's check your weather.
We have partly cloudy conditions expected today as the day wears on. Clouds now. We've got a high of 44 expected and 32 our low tonight. 52 the high tomorrow. Just a slight chance of precipitation. Down to around 37 Wednesday evening. Inside 60 for Thursday and 65 on Friday. Chance of showers late Friday and coming into Saturday's forecast. We're currently at 38 on ESPN 93.5.
And Steve is watching. Elizabeth, Father Joe is on, yeah. Mike is on. We appreciate all of you watching on Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
In our final half hour before Jeremy Warner coming up top of the hour. Hey, if you are missing baseball, Listen to ESPN Monday through Friday, 6:15 at night, Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday at noon for the Cardinals Classic 2011 replay. The Cardinals Network will be airing games all the way through Game 7 of the World Series every single night, and we're winning every game.
Yes, we are.
Every game. We're undefeated and untied. It's on ESPN every night. Listen to the incredible finish of the 2011 season. And I just got word that US 105.9, home of the Chicago Cubs, apparently, because franchises like the Cardinals are doing this, I just heard, Diane, that the Cubs are going to be offering all the playoffs of 2016.
Is that right? Father Joe is saying yes.
Yes.
So that's our US 105.9?
Yep. It'll be on you. We got to figure it out, but okay. Hopefully we can program those at US 105.9 at home of the Cubs and hear some of that amazing. And how about Game 7 tied after 9 with a rain delay? Wow.
Yeah.
That was amazing. So let me see if we can figure that out and get that on at night.
Okay,
just
good.
The sounds of undefeated baseball.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, he is Simon Owen, holed up somewhere in Great Britain as Fox News ace reporter on the other side of the pond. How are you?
Morning, Stevie. Very well, thank you.
So does anybody care about Harry and Meghan at this point, or do they?
It feels like a bygone era when we got news of this, which was, I think it was January the 8th, so we're talking less than 3 months. But given everything that's unfolded since then, it's a crisis that's run for about as long as the coronavirus pandemic, actually, because that was roughly when the first report started emerging out of China. It was around the time, start of the year, when Harry and Meghan dropped this bombshell, this announcement that they put on social media and emailed around reporters that they intended to step back from their royal roles. And the twist here was that they apparently did this without consulting anybody else in the royal family. And that was what made this quite so tumultuous and quite so dramatic when they made this announcement. It prompted all sorts of very strained talks and extraordinary summits. The Queen and Prince Charles and William and Harry called together for a meeting to figure out how on earth they were going to make this work. And then they did make it work. They very quickly came to a deal, and Harry and Meghan were effectively cut off at an official level. There was a suggestion that they were hoping to have some kind of halfway house, be kind of part-time royals, but avoid a lot of the scrutiny that comes with that. And there was just, that was never given the light of day. Yeah. And so a deal was come to very quickly whereby they would simply leave their royal roles. And the date was set when that would happen, and it's March 31st, which is today. So after today, they can no longer use the title Royal Highness. They can no longer use the word royal in anything they do. And as of April 1st tomorrow, they embark on new careers.
Who are they hanging with? I mean, Hollywood, Canada, L.A.? Well, I'm not sure what they're planning. Are they going to do movies? Is she going to act again? What's up?
Yeah, I mean, what their office says is that they say they plan to focus on their family for a few months while developing a future non-profit organization. So it's pretty vague for the time being. Meghan, the Duchess, is narrating a new Disney movie, a nature documentary that Disney's got coming out about elephants, and she is the narrator of that, which perhaps gives us an indication that, yeah, I mean, maybe they are looking towards the show business world. The talk actually throughout much of this is that they were going to settle in Canada, and yet in the past couple of weeks there have been a lot of reports that actually they've now left Canada, where they've been for much of the past few months, and relocated again, this time to California. And she is from the Los Angeles area originally, and so the suggestion is, and the reports are, that they are back in the LA neighborhood. And then that prompted, you know, this was just reports, they haven't confirmed where they're living, but it prompted President Trump to say over the weekend that the US would not be paying for Harry and Meghan's security. And that's been one of the questions throughout this, is if they're no longer royals, who covers their security drills? Because in Britain, as royals, you're entitled to protection from the government. When you travel overseas as a royal, normally the host country would pick up the tab, but Harry and Meghan are no longer officially royals. And so President Trump put this tweet out, you know, before they've really even announced that they were going to live in the United States. And that has then forced Harry and Meghan to get into this situation and say that they have no plans to ask the U.S. government to cover their security. Their office says that private arrangements have been made.
Oh, yeah. They'll still get big husky guys to guard them. There's no doubt. So they'll still have all of that. They'll just pay for it. And finally, Prince Charles out of self-isolation after testing positive with coronavirus. He's going to be okay, I guess, huh?
Well, it sounds like it, and yeah, I mean, they've had a pretty dire few months in terms of bad news, the royals, whether it's Prince Andrew and Jeffrey Epstein, and there's been a couple of divorces announced, and then the split with Harry and Meghan. You know, it's been a rough few months, and then Charles getting the virus, but yeah, there's some welcome positive news for the royals, is that he is now out of the... they call it self-isolation here. If you test positive or you exhibit symptoms, you're asked to go into self-quarantine. Charles, we think, exhibited symptoms, and then because he's over 70, he counts as at risk, I think, under the UK's guidelines. So that's why he got a test. It's not that easy to get a coronavirus test necessarily in the UK. So he got one, confirmed positive. Camilla, his wife, has tested negative. She, though, we're told, because of the way the time has worked, she has a few more days to go on her precautionary self-isolation. But Charles is in good health, his office says, and yes, he is out of isolation as of yesterday.
Fox News radio reporter from London, Simon Owen. I can't meet you at Harrods at 4, but we can...
No way.
Zoom tea or something?
Yeah, we'll Zoom it.
Yeah. That's it, man. That's it. No handshakes or anything. Simon, thank you. Keep up your good work, my friend.
Thanks, Stevie.
Simon Owen in London.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so want to say hey to Cliff. He's on.
Okay, great.
Deborah, Rachel, Christy Abbott. Are you really watching from Minneapolis?
Sweet.
Miss you. How are you? It's so amazing how people can connect on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Facebook Live, also the Stevie J YouTube channel on YouTube. You can check in there. We are giving out $50 five times every morning to a local restaurant. We're trying to support local restaurants on behalf of some wonderful people that have given us money. So today's feature is the 19th hole at Willow Pond Golf Course up in Rantoul.
Uh-huh.
You can get $50 in food. If you are interested, text in. Say, hey, I'm anxious. My family could use some free food tonight. 359-2255. 359-2255. If you are interested, every morning we are featuring. We're going to go into April because we have the funds to do it. We're going to keep it going. We're going to do it to the end of March. And today's the end of March. Tomorrow is April 1st.
That's right.
And it's day one of 30 more days of hanging in there with coronavirus. News this morning, 24 confirmed cases in our county, which I think's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just keep it that way. It's except for the grocery stores. Are you seeing much? I mean,
not
seeing much.
Mm-mm.
I'm seeing like Lowe's and Home Depot and hardware stores. They're still got some pretty decent traffic.
Mm-hmm.
I think people have calmed down, albeit I don't think you can get toilet paper. I still think that's a stretch.
Yeah.
If you find a truck that just unloaded and you got there early, you might happen upon some. Don't take it all. Just take some. But people are freaking out about toilet paper. When I was at CMI, Janitorial Supply Company, Betsy was watching earlier as well. She said, I said, what, you got any toilet paper? And she's got cases and cases, but everybody orders those, and she gets them to her clients.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I said, if I could ever get hold of a bunch of toilet paper, I would sell them for like $2 each and give all the money to restaurants.
Okay, we could just do the softball throw into
the just
cars.
Roll down your back window, and I'll throw it back. Yeah, no touchy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
I have gloves on the...
Like a Nerf football kind of toss.
Yeah, be kind of fun. If I miss, it's no big deal. Throw another one.
I know there was a store that was having staff at either end of their new shipment of toilet paper and just making sure people only had one or two rolls.
Yeah, we're just grabbing too much. I think people went nuts. It's kind of been the weird attribute of this particular crisis is grab toilet paper quick. Not grab tuna fish. Not grab actual food. grab the toilet paper.
Actually, I have two daughters that were due to graduate in May, one with the ceremony canceled at ISU, and there's a new class of 2020 shirt that the zeros are toilet paper, and it said hashtag quarantine, and this is the year the, you know, caca went down.
Well, at
like
least
that.
It's creative. Exactly. People are thinking out of the box on some
exactly.
of this. All right, you want to chime in? 359-2255. That's how you reach us via text or Facebook Live. Happy to connect with you there. It's 845 ESPN 93.5. Thank you. Sergeant Seth Herrick, Champaign County Sheriff's Department. Wife and kids, how do they handle dad's job?
I would say that my wife's a little bit of a saint because working law enforcement, the hours you work are, they're hectic hours. Right now we work on patrol division. We work 12-hour shifts. So it's a two-week rotation. Prior to working in patrol, I worked on the street crimes task force. So, I mean, the hours kind of fluctuated so much day in and day out. So she had to really weather the storm per se, because there was times where she would be like, hey, I'm making dinner, what time are you gonna be home? And I would give the answer of I don't know. So I mean, that's kind of a tough situation to handle for her. So
your kids know what dad does?
Yep. So my oldest is 5 years old. He loves the fact that I'm a police officer. The youngest, Madden, he's only two, so I mean he's not quite aware of that yet. But the oldest, you know, he's well aware of it, so he enjoys it. He's a big Illinois fan as well. So
Stevie J Broadcasting, proud to salute our law enforcement official of the month. Jeff Facer at Area-Wide Technologies on why he wants to help restaurants.
Since restaurants have been closed down, I thought that would be a good place to start and engage and try and help them to the extent that I could.
And why is he doing it?
All I want to do is help, and quite frankly, I want to challenge others to do the same. Do whatever, but let's come together and solve this problem.
And what does Jeff Facer think of our future?
I'm absolutely optimistic we're going to be okay, but I think we're only going to be okay if we quit buying toilet paper and if we come together as one, find out who needs help and help. Everybody can contribute, whether it's time, running groceries to somebody, or whatever. Everybody can help, and we need to do that.
Stevie J Broadcasting salutes local business leader Jeff Facer at Area-Wide Technologies for all he's doing to help our community.
Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign is now offering curbside service for lunch and dinner. Give them a call at 239-3505 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Offering their most popular dishes and to-go bottles of wine and spirits. Plus, all gift cards are currently 15% off. Big Grove Tavern misses their guests but wants to stay connected to the community. Thank you to everyone for all your support. Big Grove, big flavor.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast, National Weather Service.
All right, kind of great conditions today with a high 44 expected and 32 our low tonight. Chance of precipitation later on at 10%. That carries into Wednesday's forecast, otherwise partly cloudy. Looking pretty good as we start April with a high 52 and a low 37. 60 on Thursday, 65, partly sunny on Friday. Then a chance of showers late and coming into Saturday's forecast. We're currently at 38. On ESPN 93.5.
Well, somebody texted us a motivational feel-good thing from Michael W. Smith yesterday, and I want to play some of this for you.
And foremost, let me say this. Those of you who have lost your jobs, I feel your pain. I'm praying for you. I pray that your needs will be met. I think God is going to look after you. So be encouraged. I think you're going to be okay, and let faith rise up inside of you. And second, which sort of goes along with that, is church. Yes, I'm speaking to you, church. It's time to rise up and be the church that it's called to be. Here we are on the at a time like that we've never been at before as a church, and it's time to go, whatever you call it, dip into your savings, get out of your comfort zone, and go change somebody's life. Make that kid's or that person's house payment. Go buy that person a meal. Just do something to alleviate the pain and the hurt that is going on with so many people. You know, restaurants are closing down. People are staying home working. And literally, many, many people I know are unemployed. So is this going to turn out for the good? Yes, I think it is. we're going to thrive and we're going to get there. We're going to be okay. So once again, church, let's make it happen. I'm thankful for what the government's doing. I'm thankful for what President Trump has done so far. I think he's got a great team. That's another one of my things that I want to just beseech you on this. Do the right thing. Don't be breaking the rules. Do the right thing. This is a very, very contagious disease, and you could potentially save somebody's life.
Michael W. Smith, good stuff. It's on Message of Hope on YouTube.
It takes about 4 minutes to get through.
If you want to read, but it's wonderful. It's all good. And I think that with church services not, you know, pretty shuttered, in fact, they arrested a minister in Louisiana because he wanted 550 people to come hug each other on Sunday, and they kept services going, and it just probably wasn't the right thing to do.
Oh, boy.
So you're going to have to go online. There's plenty of opportunity to go online and listen. We have Jason from CU Church that's putting his message on Sunday mornings on ESPN and Christian FM. And there's online. I know Meadowbrook's online. I know Joel Osteen's reaching 4 million people. I know Catholic services are online.
Facebook Live.
Facebook Live. So you can be fulfilled, and I believe we need that a lot. As much as ever, and yet we're separated, you're going to have to take some initiative for a little of that. Okay, well, back to Rapid here in just a moment. Jeremy Warner Show coming up top of the hour. It's 8:50.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture, make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Heads up, listeners, we've got a new website. Introducing the all-new StevieJ.com, your one-stop shop for podcasts, advertising info, staff bios, Stever links, community calendars, and more. If you're a regular visitor to any of our station sites, be sure to visit the new StevieJay.com. Each station has their own tab chock full of show information. So again, if you're looking for ESPNCU, Q96, US1059, or Christian FM 95.3, you can now find them all under one roof at the new StevieJay.com.
All right, again, last hour we got talking about doing stuff and not staying in your sweats all day and all of that. Where would you say your friend said, I'm wearing pants with a zipper today?
That's right.
You know, I never thought about that, but wearing loose pants all the time will totally have you, you know, kind of graze.
Yeah.
Where you just kind of eat all the time.
You're right.
It's very easy to do that. And if your pants aren't feeling tight, then you're going to keep grazing. And then when you have to go back to your regular clothes. So it's a good idea to have a structure, keep a schedule. And boy, when Michael W. Smith just said, do something kind for somebody today, that would just be the best thing you could do for you. Oh, they'll appreciate it. But the best thing to do for your soul is to reach outside of you and do something else for somebody else. You'll feel so much better because it's about giving. It's about helping others. It's sure you need to make sure you get your stuff done. And give yourself your moments and when you need a little time, but to reach out and help people in this time, especially because it's tough right now and everybody's feeling it because the uncertainty. We cook a lot in our life and everything's good and we've got this and we're in control of that. And sometimes in life, you're not in control, probably more times than you want to admit. But you've got to reach outside and help somebody else. And if you do that, it helps you more. I don't think there's any question about that. So as you move forward today, we get through April. We start April tomorrow. We end March today. You know, give yourself some hope, something to cling to that gives you that chance to feel there's light out there. Because people can get in despair and that can spiral on you. And being alone isn't going to help. So take your walk, do something and accomplish something, make a little checklist. Make a checklist of two things and then check them off. And it's amazing. I've done it. It works quite well. Okay, we're back tomorrow, as always, every weekday, 7 to 9. And again, because everybody's habits have changed a little bit, our commuting traffic obviously is down on the cars because there's very few cars out. But Facebook Live Also on YouTube channel, of course, on ESPN 93.5.
And if you know someone who needs that gift card from the 19th hole, Willow Pond Golf Course in Rantoul, 359-2255. We just got a text in about how it's tough for the high school seniors missing out on so much. But look on the bright side. My dad said his senior trip was to Danang, D-A-N-A-N-G. Okay.
Was that a town?
I don't know.
Well, it wasn't very exciting then, was it? Hey, listen, we got good things happening. Yes. We're gaining on this thing. We're going to figure it out. It's just a really, really compelling and challenging time that we'll be reading about for a long time. All right, Diane, meet you tomorrow.
Enjoy the
Thank
day.
Thank you. Keep your hope. Keep your faith. Let's go. We'll get her done. We'll get it done. We'll talk to you in April. Jeremy Warner next with Austin. Stand by the drive this afternoon as well with Lon and Derek. ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Meet you tomorrow. And we'll see you either on Facebook Live, YouTube channel, on ESPN 93.5. Have a great Tuesday.
One in four batteries in America needs changed. Is that yours? There's only one way to tell. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison, and they will get you tested. No appointment needed. If your battery is over 4 years old, you're in danger. Don't be left on the side of the road on your way to work or that special event. Interstate Battery is your protector from bad power. There are three ways to get in contact with them. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Mattis, head to their website at interstatebatteries.com, or give them a call at 217-355-4855.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
At Honda BMW of Champaign, they've got the widest variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs for you to choose from. Each of their pre-owned vehicles have undergone a rigorous and thorough inspection to ensure the highest quality for you. How could you go wrong at Honda BMW of Champaign? Visit them at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy, online at drivechampaign.com, or call 356-0303, drivechampaign.com.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
You have to be tough to be the world's number one selling farm tractor. So Mahindra tractors have a heavy-duty steel frame, and you can get heavy-duty savings at our spring sales event. Save thousands on Mahindra, the official tractor of tough.
Come see us at Awesome Machine Sales and Rental in Savoy and Tuscola. 0% financing is available. Service parts in-house. And don't forget to like us on Facebook, Simply Awesome.
2018 data including all Mahindra Group brand sales.
Hey, Grandma, I haven't heard from you in forever. Why don't we message on the computer anymore?
I just don't trust the darn thing anymore. Viruses, people stealing my bank records. Why can't we just go back to the way it used to be? A handwritten note or a long Sunday evening phone call.
Grandma, you don't have to be scared of the internet anymore. Just contact Area-Wide Technologies, 359-8041.
Thank you, Johnny. Now, how about you message me that report card of yours?
PDR Automotive in Urbana encourages all of their customers to be aware of their vehicle's regular service needs. Performing maintenance repairs at scheduled intervals can extend the life of your car or truck. Let the terrific technicians at PDR examine your vehicle at least twice a year. PDR will design a preventative maintenance plan specific to you and your vehicle needs. Go see John Marshall,
Go to PDRauto.com or call 367-9481 for more details.
This is Shane from Rosati's Pizza. During these uncertain times, it's very important that we take care of each other, your family, your friends, and your loved ones. Just know that we are here to do the best we can. As you know, at this time, dining rooms are closed in Champaign County, but we still have delivery service as well as curbside pickup. We ask you to place your order and then give us a call when you get there, and we'll bring your food out to you. And please understand we're doing the best we can to assist you with your pizza needs as well as catering, and we understand that we have to work together and support the community and all small businesses. Give us a call, 328-2408, or visit us at myrosati.com/Urbana.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.